Engaging presentations on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Dr. Frank Pavone here. You know, there is a key thing we have to do when we talk about praying for America in these days and weeks, and that is to pray for wisdom on the process of selecting the vice presidential candidate for President Trump. Now, we haven't talked enough about this. We talked a little bit about, in some past episodes, about what some of the characteristics need to be of the vice president. But I want to talk about this, and not just talk about it. I want to use an extra amount of time in tonight's program for prayer, because this process has been going on, it is going on, and in the next few months, at some point, the vice presidential candidate is going to be announced. And this is one of the most important decisions, if not the most important decision, that a presidential candidate can make in regard to his campaign. So we want to spend, I'm going to go into several scriptures. We just want to come together as the body of Christ and pray on this point, pray for wisdom, pray for discernment. And then two other things I want to do on today's show, tell you about two major upcoming events that you may well want to participate in. I'm sure some of you will be participating in, and I will see you at these events. And then finally, I want to share with you one of the Agenda 47 videos that I hope you're, as part of your daily work for these elections and for saving America, that you watch and spread and share the Agenda 47 videos, the policy videos that President Trump has been putting out to show exactly what he intends to do in a second term. Okay, so we'll get to those two things at the end, but let's pray about the vice presidential selection process. You know, this process is one of the most private processes that we see. I mean, when you have a choice of a cabinet member, when you have a selection of a judge, you know, there's a whole process of hearings in the Senate and confirmations and back and forth and questions, and it's a public process. The selection of a vice president, you know, there's really not a procedure set forth formally as such. It's it very, very much revolves around the personal decisions of the presidential candidate and those people that he wants to involve in the process. Again, there's not like there's some kind of constitutional procedure, A, B, C, D, for how you come to this decision. And in a sense, that means it deserves even more prayer and wisdom and all the different things that have to be considered. It's such a crucial decision. And we're going to get into this extended period of prayer, as I say, in just a moment. The vice presidential selection process, you know, there's different elements. You know, we have heard President Trump say, and I agree with it, and we talked about this on a previous episode, that really what should be the guiding factor at this point in time and in this particular campaign is that the person selected could be president. Because really, when you think about it, the constitutional duties of a vice president are what? Well, of course, he or she is president of the Senate. So if the Senate has a tie vote, 50-50, the vice president casts the tie-breaking vote. It's an important role to be the president of the Senate. There's some other duties involved with that. But essentially, vice president means vice president. You're standing in waiting in case, God forbid, something happens to the president where he can't exercise his duties. The vice president steps in. So seems to me, and it makes sense what President Trump says, that the guiding characteristic above all is that this is a person who would do a good job if they had to step into that role. The good of the country is at stake. Other factors that I think are less important and especially less necessary in the case of President Trump's campaign are, first of all, the political dimension. Can the vice president on the ticket help the president and the vice president get elected? Regional balance, you know, if a president, a personality balance, philosophical balance, if a presidential candidate is from one part of the country and has sway over certain states, maybe the VP will have more sway over certain other states and affect the electoral map. That's one consideration. Now, maybe the vice president is better known in certain circles. You saw President Trump do this in his first run with Pence. He's known more among the conservatives, et cetera, those kind of considerations. And then a third set of ideas is governing along with the president, helping the president to actually govern. Now, I don't think in the case of President Trump, I mean, he relies on, he'll be the first person to say, you know, I rely on a lot of people, get a lot of input, a lot of advice. And I think he listens well he'll make his own decision and he'll go his own way. I mean, there's no question about that. But he listens to people. And I don't know that in the case of President Trump, the political consideration of vice president, that is, where will it help him get more people? He's doing so well and he's ahead in so many ways in the polling and whatnot. He's got such a strong base and such a strong approval among people that in so many different categories. And we see him taking votes away from the Democrat base. And then as far as governing, he's his own man. I mean, he himself is hands-on, personally directly involved, and not going to just bow to, oh, this is the way it's always been done. This is an innovative, creative genius, and this is why he got things done that other presidents talked about doing, said they wanted to do, promised to do, and never did. So I think, again, the number one thing, will this be a person who can be a good president? So let's enter into our special time of prayer now, extended time of prayer, that the Lord will guide each and every person who is involved in making this decision, that the Lord indeed, who alone at this point knows who it will be, will bless in advance that person. We will pray right now for the vice presidential candidate, even though we don't know who it is. God knows who it is. And so we can ask him to bless that person even from now and give them all the grace and strength that they will need. Because one other thought before we go into the prayer. My goodness, can you imagine the ferocity of the opposition that is going to be thrust onto this person from the first moment that they are announced? You look at the unprecedented ferocity with which President Trump is being attacked. Unprecedented. And here's the thing, and this is why we have to pray for this election process. If you can't bring down President Trump, if you can't drag him down in the polls, which obviously nothing that the left has done has succeeded in doing that, well, then your next best option, try to get that VP candidate tangled up in some kind of scandal, mess up in some way in front of the media, and drag down the ticket thanks to the blunders of that person. This has got to be an ironclad person. This has got to be somebody, first of all, who can deal with the media. That can deal with the media and not let them trip him or her up in any way. It's got to be really, really, and this is why we have to pray for this person, because the intensity of the attacks that will be launched against this person, whoever it is, unprecedented. I don't think there's ever been a vice presidential candidate who's going to have to deal with more than this one. So, with all that in mind, let's begin with a scripture. First book of Kings, the dream that Solomon had, in which God asked him, "What do you want?" And he prayed for wisdom. We read this passage now, asking that gift of wisdom on President Trump and all those who are helping him make this momentous decision. First book of Kings, chapter 3, starting with verse 5. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night. And God said, "Ask what I shall give you." And Solomon said, "You have shown great and steadfast love to your servant, David, my father, because he walked before you in faithfulness, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart toward you. And you have kept for him this great and steadfast love, and have given him a son to sit on his throne this day. And now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king in place of David my father, although I am but a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in. And your servant is in the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people, too many to be numbered or counted for multitude. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to govern this, your great people? It pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this, and God said to him, because you have asked this, and have not asked for yourself long life or riches or the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern what is right, behold, I now do according to your word. Behold, I give you a wise and discerning mind, so that none like you has been before, and none like you shall arise after you. I give you also what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that no other king shall compare with you all your days. And if you will walk in my ways, keeping my statutes and my commandments, as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days. Lord God Almighty, tonight we, the body of Christ, come together. Lord, understanding and wisdom are needed at this moment for the good of our nation. Understanding and wisdom are needed this moment for the awesome decision, the momentous choice to be made of a vice presidential candidate for Donald J. Trump. Lord God, we join the prayer of Solomon as the body of Christ, aware that you promise to give what we ask when two or more agree, we say this prayer for President Trump. Lord God, we don't know all the specific people that he has engaged in this serious process, consequential decision. But for each and every one of them, as meetings are held behind the scenes, as discussions are conducted, as information is gathered, as people are vetted, as considerations of all kinds are weighed and balanced, political considerations and considerations of governance and policy and, above all, qualifications to be president, Lord God, we ask for wisdom. We, as the body of Christ, call upon you, Father. Send with your Son the Holy Spirit of wisdom. Lord God, your word says that wisdom is eternal and that it passes as your gift into the hearts and minds and souls of those who ask for it. We ask, Lord, we ask tonight. We ask for President Trump, we ask for all his advisors and everyone involved in any way in this process. Give them wisdom, Lord, for the good of the nation, for the good of the campaign, for the good of the people. Let the choice be your choice. Let the one chosen be the right one. Let it become clear as this discernment process goes on. Lord, we pray, first of all, that there be a flow of information. Lord, when the president and others helping him are looking for certain details, Lord God, let that information flow. Let no detail be overlooked, no fact hidden. Let it all flow. Open the doors, open the floodgates. Give favor when information is sought, when people are asked, when people are consulted. Let the information be accurate, let it be complete. Let the right questions be asked, Lord God. Let the right documents be sought. Let the right people be approached for advice. And let the information flow. Secondly, Lord, we ask you not only that all the information flow to where it needs to go, but that the hearts be purified. Lord God, let the motives be clean for everyone involved. This is not an exercise in favoritism, selfishness, accumulation of power, payoffs, vengeance, nothing like that. Let the motive burning in the heart and mind of every person involved in this process be the good of the country, the good of this campaign, the proper governance of your people. Let everyone involved, Lord God, have the right motives, the purest motives, and let them avoid every temptation to any kind of self-interest or gain in this process. Lord God, we know already so many people who are involved in this process are people of virtue, true patriots, starting with President Trump himself. But Lord God, keep them on the clear and virtuous path as this process takes shape. Lord God, your Apostle Paul tells us to dismiss all anxiety from our minds. We pray, therefore, in this process of the selection of a vice president, dismiss all anxiety from the minds of those who are working on coming to the right decision. Because anxiety clouds our judgment. Anxiety can make us unduly delay or unduly rush a decision. Let there be neither of those. Let there be calm waters, clear, crystal clear seas on which the work is done of making this decision. Lord God, let timetables be flexible enough to take the time that is needed for this decision, and yet let there not be undue delays or unnecessary pondering once the facts are clear. Lord God, we pray for wisdom. We read in the book of Proverbs, in chapter 19, starting with verse 20, "Listen to counsel and receive instruction, that you may eventually become wise. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the decision of the Lord that endures." Once again, Lord God, we as the body of Christ coming together and agreeing, pray that your decision for vice presidential candidate be the decision that prevails. Let President Trump see what your decision is. Using the gifts he has of wisdom and experience and consultation and the people he knows and the people he relies on, let it be your decision, Lord God. In Proverbs 2, we read the following, starting at the beginning of the chapter. "My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands, turning your ear to wisdom, inclining your heart to understanding, yes, if you call to intelligence and to understanding, raise your voice. If you seek her like silver and like hidden treasures, search her out. Then you will understand the fear of the Lord. The knowledge of God you will find. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He has counsel in store for the upright. He is the shield of those who walk honestly, guarding the paths of justice, protecting the way of his pious ones. Then you will understand rectitude and justice, honesty, every good path. For wisdom will enter your heart, knowledge will please your soul, discretion will watch over you, understanding will guard you." In Proverbs chapter 8, starting with verse 11, "For wisdom is better than corals, and no choice possessions can compare with her. I, wisdom, dwell with experience, and judicious knowledge I attain. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride, arrogance, the evil way, and the perverse mouth I hate. Mine are counsel and advice. Mine is strength. I am understanding. By me kings reign and lawgivers establish justice. By me princes govern and nobles, all the rulers of the earth. Those who love me I also love, and those who seek me find me." Lord, we do seek you. We seek your wisdom at this moment for the choice of the next vice presidential candidate, and we pray the next vice president of the United States. Lord, let us make a transition here from the worst vice president that we have ever had to the best vice president that we have ever had. Lord, we invoke the Holy Spirit furthermore, and we see in John's gospel how Jesus spoke about the Spirit, the gift of the Spirit that comes, Father, from you and from him. And we ask that that Spirit descend in strength upon those making this decision for vice president. Lord, we read in John's gospel the words of Jesus here in verse 4. I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you, but now I am going to him who sent me. And none of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world regarding sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. Father, we pray for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, not only on those making this decision, but now, Lord God, we pray for the person whom you know in your providence will be the choice for vice presidential candidate. Lord, strengthen that person. Because that person is going to need a will of iron. That person is going to need all the armor of God, as your word describes. The shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the belt of truth. That person is going to need every spiritual gift, every spiritual protection. That person is going to have to withstand and endure so many attacks, so many lies, so many attempts to make them stumble. Lord God, fortify that person even now with your Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, you have instructed the hearts of the faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit. Grant that by that same Spirit we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Friends, there is an ancient hymn to the Holy Spirit, the Veni Creator Spiritus in Latin. It's been chanted and prayed all throughout the earth and for so many centuries. I'd like to chant just one verse of that. And come, O Holy Spirit, the prayer we just said, actually, and enlighten and strengthen us. Veni Creator Spiritus, mentes tuorum visita, in ple superna gratia, quae tu creasti pectora. Come, O Holy Spirit, and fill all those making this crucial decision. And may we continue to pray every day for the right outcome. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Friends, I'm so grateful for you praying with me in this way, because I am in the spirit so confident that what we have just done together is going to make a difference in this process. Let me just announce two upcoming events. We'll talk more about them in future programs. But mark your calendars. Two consecutive weekends in June have some pretty big events. The People's Convention in Detroit, Michigan, Turning Point Action, June 14th to 16th, the People's Convention. And then Road to Majority the following weekend, June 20th to 22nd in Washington, D.C., our friend Ralph Reed and the Faith and Freedom Coalition, Road to Majority, June 20 to 22, Washington, D.C. And by the way, one of the things happening at that event will be a Catholics for Faith and Freedom. So any clergy, religious, deacons, brothers, sisters in the Catholic community that want to join in that special gathering that I'll be helping to lead, do let me know about that. Well, let me conclude with showing you this. If you go to DonaldJTrump.com, you're going to see the Agenda 47 videos. You do DonaldJTrump.com/Agenda47. Great, great stuff. We need to watch every one of these, spread them, and I'm going to share them more frequently on this program. Let's watch what he says about fighting the cartels.
Fentanyl, heroin, meth, and other lethal drugs are pouring across our wide open border, stealing hundreds of thousands of beautiful American lives, and it's happening like never before in our history. Children are being left without parents. Families are being ripped apart. Communities are being decimated. Our neighbors and fellow citizens are having their entire worlds destroyed. Destroyed like nobody thought possible. Our country is being poisoned from within by the drugs and by all of the other crime that's taking place. The drug cartels are waging war on America, and it's now time for America to wage war on the cartels. In this war, Joe Biden has sided against the United States and with the cartels. They are making more money than they've ever made before, times 10. There's never been anything like it. They're major, major companies. They're bigger than even some of our biggest companies. Biden's open border policies are a deadly betrayal of our nation. When I am president, it will be the policy of the United States to take down the cartels, just as we took down ISIS and the ISIS caliphate, and just as, unlike the situation we're in today, we had a very, very strong border, the strongest border, in fact, in the history of our country, and drugs were at a low of 45 years. There's been nothing like what we did just 2 years ago. We will show no mercy on the cartels. Every day, drug traffickers are using the waters of our region to ship their lethal poisons to America, killing so many of our people and ruining families. In addition to restoring strong border security, I will deploy all necessary military assets, including the U.S. Navy, to impose the full naval embargo on the cartels. I did that before, and it worked. What we did was incredible. We will guarantee that the waters of the Western Hemisphere are not used to traffic illicit drugs to our country. Furthermore, I will order the Department of Defense to make appropriate use of special forces, cyber warfare, and other overt and covert actions to inflict maximum damage on cartel leadership, infrastructure, and operations. I will designate the major cartels as foreign terrorist organizations. We will sever their access to global financial systems. I will also work to forge an unprecedented partnership with neighboring governments in our region, just like I did in Mexico. And remember, in Mexico alone, an estimated 100,000 civilians have been tragically murdered or gone missing at the hands of these cartels. The Mexican government, run by a very fine man, the president, is really working hard, but it's not working out. These cartels are vicious and they're violent, and they have Mexico for now stymied. Well, we have to help Mexico, and we have to stymie the cartels. Either we will get the full cooperation of other governments to stop this menace, or we will expose every bribe, every kickback, every payoff, and every bit of corruption that is allowing the cartels to preserve their brutal reign, and it is indeed brutal. Finally, as I have said before, I will ask Congress to pass legislation ensuring that drug smugglers and human traffickers receive the death penalty. The drug cartels and their allies in the Biden administration have the blood of countless millions on their hands. Millions and millions of families and people are being destroyed. When I'm back in the White House, the drug kingpins and vicious traffickers will never sleep soundly again. We did it once, and we did it better than anybody else. There's never been a better border than we had just 2 years ago. It was strong, it was powerful, and it was respected all over the world. And now we're laughed at all over the world. And we're not going to let that happen much longer. We have to take over. We have to be tough. We have to be smart. We have to be fair. But if we don't do something immediately, our country is gone.
Well, thank you, President Trump, and thank you, brothers and sisters, for everything. Now let's conclude with the Lord's Prayer in this special broadcast. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Thanks for watching Praying for America. Spread the word about this program. Connect with me on social media at Fr. Frank Pavone. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
This is Father Dennis Wild, Associate Director of Priests for Life. Been in the organization for 25 years, and it's marvelous because I want to tell you today about financial support for one of our most effective pro-life ministries in the world. Priests for Life has been leading the fight against abortion for decades. We are led by a strong and varied team of pro-life activists and experts in mobilizing churches, electing pro-life candidates, leading prayer efforts, publishing and broadcasting, healing the wounds of abortion, uniting pro-life leaders in strategy, meetings, defending life in the international arena. All of this, Priests for Life does not receive church funding or government grants. We rely on you for individual donations. We have very high evaluations among charities and top security on our donation site, prolifegift.org. You can go there for a one-time gift or to become a monthly donor. Or you can call us at 321-500-1000. That's 321-500-1000. God bless you.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.